Guess what? Apple is not getting rid of iMessage apps and games.
That's why we're going to show you a whole ton load of them. And I'm going to take you on a boat with some teenagers, and we're mysteries and will
it's
emerge.
Going fast and
it's
I've got
time for
an
iOS today. Yeah.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
iOS Today is brought to you by DoorDash. DoorDash connects you to your favorite restaurants in your city. Get $5 off your first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code iOS Today. And by Gazelle, the trusted online marketplace for buying and selling used devices. Get paid for giving new life to used devices. An extra $10, in fact, on your first trade-in of $50 or more when you go to gazelle.com/twit. And by Calm, the number one app to help reduce your stress, relax your mind, and help you sleep. Get 25% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/iOS today. The worst. Hello, everybody. We're Broadway bound. Or not. I'm Leo Laporte.
I'm Micah Sargent.
Yeah, we both have fantasies of being on Broadway, but instead we're stuck here doing a podcast about iOS. You know what? I'd rather be here.
I'd rather be here with you, Leo, or on stage with you. We could do one of
the other. Do a show. This is a show about our favorite things, iOS in the iPad, or iPadOS as Apple's calling it, WatchOS on the watch, which is still iOS, the iPhone. Can't show mine.
I can't show mine right now either, but I can't tell you why yet. There's a reason why I can't pick this up, but I can't pick it up.
Okay.
But it is, here it is.
Okay.
I can't pick it up.
Or TVOS. And soon, I think we're going to do more CarPlay stuff, right?
Yes.
We're working on getting a CarPlay console so we could show you CarPlay stuff, which I think would be a lot of fun too.
I'm really
Thanks
looking forward to that.
Thanks to this cat right here. That's Micah Sargent.
Call me Micah Cool Cat Sargent.
What are we doing today, Micah Cool Cat?
Well, this cool cat decided that we should talk about iMessage apps and games that people will actually want to be into. Well, that people will actually want to use.
So iMessages was really an amazingly diverse product. You can do a lot of stuff in it. Including send money, play games, but I always end up just using it for text messages. And sometimes I feel bad. It's like, oh, you know, I could have had balloons going off, or I could have had an animated GIF. What was I thinking? So we're gonna remind you.
Yeah. I think it is a bit of a reminder, and it's a bit of a dive into what the iMessage App Store looks like today. Because when it first came out, there were so many different apps and games, and especially sticker packs, because pretty much anybody could create a sticker pack.
Yeah.
But the problem was, it was kind of just crowded with cruft.
I collected, and you could see this on. So when you go into iMessage on the iPad, it's nice because you get this. Let's slide it forward a little bit. There you go. You get this bar of all the different games and stuff. Whoops. And so that reminds you, and if, by the way, I forgot about this, but if you tap and hold, it expands and gives you the names, reminds you of all the things you can do. And, you know, the problem I have with sticker packs now is even the dumbest apps.
Mm-hmm.
Look, here's my United Airlines app. Do I really want United Airlines stickers?
Does it have stickers?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
It's Sheriff. This is Delta.
Oh, no.
Delta has stickers.
No.
Happy 4th of July, Delta? Really?
Really?
Really, Delta?
Do you know what year it is?
So,
and by year I mean month.
So, I guess these are cool, but the problem is you get this plethora of stickers.
Mm-hmm. Too many.
In fact, so many now that I have a more button, and then I have this long freaking list of stickers. Fortunately, you can designate some favorites and move them up so you'll see
remove.
Them.
In this top right corner, then you can switch off the ones that you don't want.
Yeah, move them into the faves, because this is cray. There's
so many. But I don't need all these.
Why does American Express give me a sticker pack?
That's ridiculous.
Maybe they want me to pay stuff. There is the Cash App, the Venmo app, and like the Apple Pay app, where you can send money. I think that's useful.
And I do use those.
What's funny, though? I always end up going into the app for those. Like, I use the Venmo app or the Cash.
Okay, so I do. It's weird. I do use the Cash app, but when it comes to Apple Pay, that's
There is no app.
That's true. There is no app. Yeah. And this is the only way that I do it. And I use Cash the most, to the Cash app more than Venmo, more than any of the other ones.
Right.
And so I end up going into the app for that.
So this is really my fault, because as I scroll through, I see they're all turned
on.
You do
have them all turned on.
I have them all turned on. Wait a minute. Here's one. I turned off recents.
They're on by default. So
are they?
A little bit your fault, a little bit not your fault.
Go through these and clean them up. This is crazy.
So do we want to start with sticker packs, or do we want to start with
Start
apps?
With something. Yeah, you know what? Let's start easy, light, slow. Sticker packs.
Yes. I want to tell you about my favorite, my all-time favorite sticker pack.
Okay.
It's called Trash Doves.
It's a good name.
Trash Doves.
They're kind of trashy doves.
They're these, look at this one. This is the bottom left corner.
AKA pigeons.
This is, exactly. AKA pigeons. This is the best trash dove that's ever existed.
What is he doing?
He's rocking it. Look at this. This is amazing.
Rocking trash dove.
Just the rocking trash dove. I'm going to send to Leo. And here's what I love to do to be exceptionally annoying. I'll send the rocking trash dove.
Yeah.
But then if I hold down on the blue button, then I can tap on screen effects and send it with echo.
Oh, lordy, lordy. Trash now doves. I've got trash doves all over my screen. That is wild.
Trash Dove City, Utah. That's what we call that.
Trash doves.
Yeah.
So I have a one that I really like, if I could find it. Oh, my goodness. I have too many of these in here. Sticker packs, but I have a classic Mac sticker pack.
Oh, yeah.
That I really like, but of course I can't find it because I have too many. Oh, my God, help me.
Is that one still available?
Yeah, maybe not. Oh, that's a good question. You know, that would be a bummer if I were to show this and then you would say, oh, that's too bad, Leo.
Sorry, Leo. But
I have some retro emojis, too. I think maybe this is showing my age. I like the old-fashioned.
Yeah, let me see.
The way stickers used to be. Before all this silly stuff.
The way stickers
used to be in the good old days. I can't even find it. This is, here it is, classic Mac.
There they are.
So these are the old Susan Kare Mac icons, like Claris, the dog cow. I really like that one. So let me send you that one.
Yeah.
It's a little small. That's the problem. It should really be a bigger dog cow.
They should be, since it's a sticker pack, you should be able to peel and resize it.
Oh,
so
show me that.
Yeah. So let me download.
Peel and resize.
Yeah. Yeah. So
when I send it, you have to do it first.
Not first. Or yeah. Sorry. You do have to do it first. So let's go back to the.
So I'll go back to the classic Mac. Okay. So the way to do that, I think, is to tap. No, because I saw it a second ago. Gosh, you know, do you find it hard to use this stuff? Okay. There we go. Classic Mac.
Now
peel it
and drop it.
Let me do a different one.
Okay.
Let me do the sad Mac.
Sad Mac. Put it somewhere that, like, on top of my sticker.
On top of your sticker.
And grow it out. You see?
Oh, and you can even tilt it.
Yeah, and you can change.
This requires a lot.
A lot of dexterity. A
lot of manual dexterity. So there now.
That's as big as it'll get.
That's as big as it'll get. Okay.
Unfortunately, you have to make sure that it's on the target. So you can't just, like, drag and drop anywhere.
You can also rotate
it.
It has
to be stuck on top. So you could stick it over the dog cow if you wanted.
I feel like every time this happens.
There we go.
How'd that happen? And it delivered it to you?
Yep.
So you got it normally?
Yes. Well, no. Well, so it's actually covering
the
dog
cow.
Yeah. So I can take now my little trash pigeon or trash dove.
Yeah, and put it on top of that.
In a second, it should deliver.
Oh, and you trash pigeoned my sad Mac.
You trash pigeoned my Mac. It's like chocolate and peanut butter.
That's cool. So let me put something really silly on top of that. That's fun. So I have these New Yorker cartoons.
Oh,
I could send you a thumbs up New Yorker cartoon. And because Apple lets you put thumbs up. Oh, you have to put it on top, though. You can't.
Somewhere
has
on.
Has to somewhere, somewhat overlap.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
This is not easy.
Darn. Yes. And you'll actually see. So it's kind of hard with dark mode turned on.
This is
but
my
you can
one.
See. The,
so you can't just do it. Oh, what happened?
Go ahead and move it over there. And you can see that this will like.
Change. I can't just send it to you that way, though.
Just tap to send.
Yeah, but I can't expand it if I tap to send. So I can only expand it if I'm putting it in.
Put it a little bit more on.
The moron.
So basically,
that's me. Okay.
That's where.
Oh, so this is nice because it's transparent.
There you go. Oh, I like that one.
Yeah.
And it
so now we're all
at
a bar
look.
Together.
Yes.
Trash pigeon, sad Mac, and me.
trash pigeon, a sad Mac, and a guy
walk into a bar mm-hmm. and hit our heads on it.
And. Now I want to talk, while we're talking about sticker packs, my favorite of all time.
Of all time.
Oh, wait, I said it was Trash Pigeon. So I got to reverse that. Trash Pigeon is my favorite sort of default. It's just stickers.
Yeah.
But Bitmoji.
Oh, yeah. You Bitmoji me right out of the box. You Bitmoji me.
I did. I did. I was like, do you even use Bitmoji?
Yeah. I sent you a sticker, and then you said, do you even Bitmoji? I was like, come on, man.
Oh, there's Micah Beyonce.
Yeah. We had some fun. Actually, So last night, Mike and I are preparing for the show. I sent him a slap.
There it was.
And he said, do you even Bitmoji? Do you even Bitmoji? To which I replied, most deaf, and gave him a little animated. I like the animated GIFs. We'll talk about that in just a second. And I knew you're an Office fan, so I sent you that.
I felt really good about that.
Yeah, you see, you hearted it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I sent you that.
The Carlton
doing the Carlton dance. And I don't know. You didn't respond to me after that.
I did. You got to play that.
Should I play this? Yes. Well, this is, now we're talking more than stickers. Yeah. We don't want to get out of our.
But you did listen to that, right?
But you did send me Queen Bey bashing car windows.
After your turkey.
So I responded, Oi Bey, which I thought was really clever, right?
You very funny.
Yeah. And
no.
No. God, I knew another Scott, Michael, no. Michael Scott. No.
No.
So you know what you did, which was cool? You asked people what they liked, mm-hmm. and you sent me the tweets. I don't even know how you did this magical tweet
So
thing.
Instagram has an option to put in
Twitter. Okay.
A question and answer box in Instagram stories. So those of you who have been tuning in, that's at twit.tv on Instagram. You should be following the account if you're not. It's excellent. But they were looking at the story. They saw me ask the question and they left their response for the apps and messages that they use, or apps and games that they use in iMessage. And we got a Giphy says you have to pronounce it Giphy.
Oh, really?
So I do pronounce
they,
it that.
They tell you how to pronounce it.
Yeah, they say our company is called Giphy, so it is Giphy.
Okay. Nice.
Giphy is the number one app that people use as an iMessage app, and I use that one quite a bit as well. It's just a way to send GIFs. GIFs. See, now I'm all confused.
No, but you could call it Giphy and still send GIFs, and that way you hedged your bets.
There you go. Yeah,
no one can complain.
It's a diplomatic answer.
Except that you're wishy-washy, but that's all they can complain about.
If all I am is wishy-washy, I've won.
The least insult ever.
So here's Giphy. And
I love Giphy.
It shows you, some really popular GIFs that are being used right now across the site. But you can also quickly look up reactions to things, which some of these are just great.
Problem with Giphy is you start looking at that and you don't ever send a message because you're having too much fun.
Right.
I can't ever decide which one to send.
This is my reaction to Leo just most days right here.
Dwight Schrute thinking about beats.
And this is Leo's reaction to me most days.
Yeah. Gray-haired old guy.
Oh, dear. That one's kind of...
Yeah, there's some of these are inappropriate. I don't think there's anything too adult in these.
No,
because it's for kids, kind of.
Yeah,
but they're funny. It's hard to stop. My mom asked me yesterday. My 86-year-old mom. She said nobody can satisfactorily explain this to me. What's a meme?
That's kind of a tough thing because.
Well, I gave her the long sociological answer, which was started with what meme originally meant when it was first coined 30 or 40 years ago, and what it means today. And that's what Giphy really is a mad meme machine.
Mad meme machine. Yeah, and I think that, like you said, it all depends on your definition. It's the same kind of thing. You have to decide sort of what you fit into there. And for me, it's, you know it when you see it. That's how I feel about memes. Rather than just I don't stick to the tried true definition of what a meme is versus just sort of it's a thing that people culturally understand that is sort of recognizable.
You see why mom had trouble.
Yeah, that's a very, I don't even know how to properly explain it, honestly.
I explained a few memes to her, the couple walking in one direction and the girl's looking at the guy with the guy's looking at the shoulder at the cute girl going the other direction. I tried to explain that to her. I sent her a few memes. I even explained the Hitler rant meme, sent her a couple of those. I said, yeah, you'll know when you see it.
When you
it's
see
like
it.
Pornography. Yeah. You'll know it when you see it, I guess. Now, you maybe can tell me what this is, because I don't know. This is, has been in my for a long time. It's hashtag images. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Giphy. Giphy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Apple does this.
That's Apple. That's Apple.
So these are now. So it's very Apple because they're all the same size. You noticed with your Giphy, they were all different sizes. But this is many of the same things, but they're all the same exact size. Very Apple, isn't it?
Very.
So you already have hashtag images. You don't have to pay for that. I think Giphy is...
Giphy's free.
Is it free?
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you got to wonder...
And it's one of the only free with no in-app purchases available.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess it's Apple, so this is a little safer, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, in theory. You'll probably not find any of the one sorts of...
Weirdo...
Things that we saw. Yeah.
Yeah. Aww, and a lot of these are just kind of, you know, like... Kid friendly, really.
Absolutely.
There's Winnie the Pooh and Fozzie Bear. And here, I'll send you a Michael Scott because you know you like Michael Scott. Now, that's pretty big, actually. That came out pretty
okay,
big.
Okay, good. Because yeah. I was worried it was going to be too small.
Yeah. I don't like small. Big is good. In fact, that's even bigger than your Picard.
Yeah, wow.
But it's a good mix. And see, it's a language. The kids have their own language.
Really quick. So, oh, shoot. Too late. So what I like, go ahead, Leo, and tap into that app again.
Send you another one?
Start to send me something.
Okay. So watch his screen as I start to send you something.
Of course, now it's probably not going to do it.
And then you want to say the ...
Yeah,
thing?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to
like
show.
Like Leo's typing?
Leo's typing, but there you go. So instead of showing that he's typing, it shows which iMessage app he's using at the time, which I really like.
Yeah.
Except sometimes I don't like it because I want to be clever and send a Bitmoji, but then they know they're like, oh,
yeah, I don't. This is another thing I don't like. And Apple does this. Everybody does this. It's you can't help but laugh, can you? The one other thing I don't like is when they announce that where the sticker came from in big letters.
Oh yeah,
you know
what they're doing now too is sent via Siri.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I don't want them to know. No.
But I think people want to know when they see a great sticker. They want to know
where do they get it,
right?
Yeah, and you're like, no, this is my secret
app.
It's a
secret.
Nobody knows
I don't
about.
Want you to know about
I don't
it.
Want you to see that.
So this is built into the keyboard. This is Apple's Find Images hashtag images, and that's so you can type in you can search, you know, if you want to type a thank you. You can search for a bunch of thank yous.
Wow, look at those populate.
Yeah. This is Apple's done a really nice job. So I don't know. It's good to have Giphy, but honestly.
You can get what you need right here.
Yeah.
Unless you have a personal Giphy account, in which case you can have those integrations. So there are times where I'll make GIFs of iOS today, and I'll either use my app on the Mac, or I will just go to Giphy's website and create them that way. And then I can get to those via the iMessage app because of my account, you know, being synced between the two.
Now, yesterday was Labor Day, and that's another thing that you can always do is look through your messages. I search for Labor Day, and so I can send a Labor Day message to people. Some of them...
Apparently there's something very sexy about
odd.
Labor Day.
I don't know really what that means. Happy Labor Day. Is he going into labor? Is he laboring to keep that flag on?
Yeah,
I don't know
what
the labor is. Or maybe he's just been lifting a lot.
Been lifting so
I'm
much.
Not going to send that to Micah because that's just weird.
It is a little strange.
That's my reaction to that one.
Yeah.
So just be aware. But I mean, that's the nice thing is any holiday or occasion, if you search for it in the Apple hashtag images... You'll find lots
that's
of great
nice,
images.
Because I know a lot
yeah,
of people
maybe
like
the
to
only
send
thing
group
you
messages.
Need. Yeah.
Yeah. One I want to talk about because it's very popular in the App Store is Every Plant Ever. And this is just an artist, Claire Dirksen, decided to create,
Every plant is in there?
Create images for every edible plant.
Some
ever.
Are missing.
Yes, and that's because you have to pay for them.
Oh.
So the basic one without paying gives you a lot of papers. No, a lot of plants like the Anaheim pepper, thyme, parsley, hopefully.
So
sage,
this is, this compensates for the meager choice in emojis.
Correct.
You're not stuck with just some, I think people forget that you don't have to use emojis. In fact, emojis will appear differently on different platforms, but these are images. So they will always... Thank you for the blueberry.
You're so welcome. And here's a nice apricot for you.
Is that what that is?
Oh, and you know, you do need to eat your Brussels sprouts, Leo.
Oh, I love Brussels sprouts. I know I'm one of the few. The proud, the Brussels sprout.
The few, the proud, the Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, yeah.
I dig it.
Yeah.
And of course, a nice yellow onion.
There you go.
But we don't need any zucchini today. You're covered. Oh, shiitake.
Shiitake.
There you go.
So I would pay for this to get all of them.
Yeah. So you can pay 99 cents for a category, or you can pay, let's see what it is.
There's a lot of categories. She really has put some work into this.
And they're really well drawn, too.
Now, I have to say. They look like emojis is what they look like. What made me think of that is that, you know, yeah, they have the little shadow around them. And, yeah.
Get every plant by buying... And it's
forever.
Why is it only 99 cents?
Well, get it now. I'm getting it now, man.
Oh, it's $3.99.
$3.99. Well, that's worth it.
That's worth it. $4.
$4 for every vegetable.
As they continue to add.
Every vegetable ever.
Right, which, of course, we all need.
But, of course, let's not forget that one can type into Apple's image search broccoli and get more than one picture of broccoli. You can get a dog eating broccoli. You can. That's mean. That's really mean. They swapped the broccoli out. They started with pizza.
Oh, that's cool.
And they gave the dog broccoli instead. Oh, that is mean.
That's so mean.
That's mean.
Are dogs even supposed to eat broccoli?
They're not supposed to eat pizza.
The sulfuric content in it is not good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there are certain vegetables and fruits that dogs cannot have.
So don't do this.
People don't know that you can't give dogs grapes. You cannot give dogs grapes.
You sent me what kind of mushrooms are those?
Can't give dogs citrus.
Those are nice mushrooms.
What are those? Those are blue.
Yeah.
Those are blue as the color. Blue oyster mushrooms.
Oh, oysters. Yeah, I like them. You know, my favorite is chanterelles. Does she have chanterelles?
Let's see.
Meanwhile, the dog is still eating the broccoli. I think that poor dog is just not going to do well later in this life.
There you go, Leo.
A chanterelle just for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you feel about okra?
You know what? Properly prepared, okra is better than you think.
Okay, I get it. You don't like okra. I really like okra.
I do too, but again, it needs to be prepared.
That's fair.
De-slime it.
Yes.
De-slime it.
Can you please?
I bet you your grandma in St. Joe knows how to de-slime the okra.
I've only had it at a restaurant called Lambert's, the home of throwed rolls. And they make...
Do they throw the rolls?
You say, hey, I want a roll. And they chuck it across the restaurant.
You're teasing me.
I swear to God. Throwed
rolls.
So,
and where is that? Is that in Missouri?
Yeah, it's in Branson, Missouri.
Branson, of course.
You order your food, you get this gigantic plate, but then the whole time they're bringing around
they're
food
throwing
for you to get
rolls.
Too.
Oh,
so you
wow.
can get fried okra on the side, but then if you want a roll,
I love fried okra.
They literally throw rolls across the entire restaurant, and you got to catch it. There it is, Lambert's Cafe,
home of the throwed roll.
And these are hot rolls. Like
they're throwing hot rolls at you.
Out of the oven.
That's more a game than an eating thing.
It's so fun.
Oh, look at all that food.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go to Branson.
These are huge serving sizes.
I want to go to Pigeon Forge after that. Don't do that at home.
Don't try this at home, kids.
No.
Look at that. Do you see that big
piece? Yeah, and there he is. He's throwing
see?
A roll.
Boom. Got it.
That sounds like fun.
It actually is. And they have like molasses that you can put on your throat roll.
Do they throw the molasses? No, they don't throw the molasses. Yeah.
With the molasses, you have it at your table.
See, it's not
already.
Fair because the thrower has a glove.
Right?
The catcher needs
like,
a glove.
Hello.
Yeah. He has had a few too many throat rolls.
Look at that. That's a salad that you can get there.
OMG. But see, it's healthy. All right, we've all learned something today.
Now you know about the home of throat rolls. I don't even know how
people like lined up in ranks so that it's easier to throw the rolls. The whole restaurant is arranged to accommodate roll throwing.
Yeah, that's the whole point of it. You get the tenderloin there, and the tenderloin's like bigger than your head.
Wow,
it's pretty wild.
I'm not sure I really understand, and I know people who come to our shores from other countries really understand this whole notion of supersized portions.
No, in
America.
It's like a novelty. Not even a novelty. It's around enough that it's not a novelty. But,
yeah, it's no longer a novelty.
But people are really into
There's
it.
There's a supersized portion.
That's so stupid.
That's three lettuces.
Oh, my God. So much.
That's a dinosaur. Oh, that's a steak of ham with a... Wow.
See, and those things that are around that meat, those are things that they're bringing
when
around
constantly. She just brought the whole frying pan out. She said, I can't serve it. And then here, let me throw a roll at your head.
And they got these carts.
I think this is a hostile restaurant. I don't know if I ever... Oh, look at that.
There are always lines waiting to get inside.
I think that was Peyton Manning throwing that roll.
Probably.
Holy cow. Oh, they're not small rolls either.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Good fun.
Okay. They don't throw the tenderloin.
They don't throw the tenderloin.
I want to go to some restaurant that's the home of the thrown tenderloin.
It's frisbeed.
You got steak. All right, where were we? Stickers.
Yeah, so
you want to do some games?
I want to do some games.
Or you need more stickers?
I really want to talk about Diddy, though. And Diddy's not a game or a sticker.
You sent me a Diddy I really like. Now, you can do this with your Amazon Echo, too. You know, there's a Diddy skill on your Amazon Echo.
I didn't know that.
So you could say, Diddy, make me a song. But let's, you made a song for me.
Like, so can we talk, let's talk really quick about how Diddy works.
Diddy.it.
And Diddy lets you type in a sentence.
Yeah.
And then it automatically converts that sentence into a song.
Let's listen
so
in.
So here's the song I wrote for you. Here's Lisa.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
That they actually made a song out of that.
That they could turn it into a song. And there are multiple options. Let me see if I can. I don't remember.
So is this a sticker pack?
Well, no, it's an iMessage app.
Oh, it is an app, though.
Yeah. Nice. So it. Why don't I have it on here?
So you can say Echo. I think it's Echo. I'll have to look up the syntax of it. Make me a Diddy or something like that. But you can also do that. We don't need Netflix and chill. We T-Rex and chill. So this is, you know, it's a synthesized, obviously, voice,
yes.
But it's still pretty good.
I'm impressed with it.
Oh, and you can even put your own movies in there.
You can put your own. You can also, it'll recognize words and then search for GIFs that are, that have to do with that word. There we go. Now
that's,
I got
pretty neat. Singing.
So what's a sentence that we should do?
I put the sing back in single.
Okay. And then I like
the
song.
Let's see if it sounds like Lizzo.
I like the song called Good Day.
Good Day.
That's the one that we just used.
It's a good day for having a blues.
And then we'll try.
Singing GIFs. GIFs.
Wait. Text. There we go.
Text to GIF. So it's going to choose.
So I don't really like that. I like to use the lyric video
to have
one.
Have a good day. Wow.
And Leo, have you ever heard of the Baby Shark song?
Yeah, no. Baby Shark, is that like Left Shark?
Not.
Is that like Baby Beluga?
Here.
Yeah, it is the Left Shark. I think I feel I could see the Left Shark dancing.
So let's do it with this.
Right over there. Oh, I like it.
But if we did a longer sentence, like...
It's a good day for throwing some rolls.
There we go. It's a good day for throwing some rolls on iOS today.
Thank you, Effin Dunn.
Let's see what it says.
See if they find the Lamberts. That is awesome.
One more with a different
song.
That
is fantastic.
I don't know what this song is, but let's see what it is.
Let's try it with a different song.
Oh, that's it.
Manamana song. Manamana.
That didn't feel very...
Well, okay.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Funiculi, funicula.
Last
little
one.
Italian feel to this one. It's a good day for rolling some rolls on iOS. If somebody's just tuning in, they're very puzzled. Very puzzled. Nice.
There you go. That's Diddy.
Diddy by Zia.
By Zia.
Zia. Very nice. I'm adding that to my... Because the thing is, if this works best if it's unexpected. Unexpected Diddy is always the best.
Exactly.
Right?
If somebody knows
I had to laugh when I got my Diddy. I went, what the heck? That's kind of how I feel about what do you call it? Ziggy's. I sent you one. Jib Jab.
Jib Jab.
I sent you a Jib Jab.
Zig Zag.
Ziggy Zigga. So Jib Jab, the problem with Jib Jab is it's not free, but they do have a number of free things. So what you can do is you can give it your picture.
Oh, amazing.
Right?
Is that the Old Town Road?
Yeah, but it's not free. So this is a premium.
Oh,
it would
my
be fun
God.
With your face in it, right?
Well, you could do two people even.
Oh, yeah, you could do multiple people. And that's one of the things that's fun. You could have... And so you can have a whole band. I've sent this to my... So this is my face, but let me add your face to this here real quickly. I'm just going to snap. Get right in there and we'll snap a selfie. Get right in there. Yeah. Okay. Apparently you have a different shape head than most people.
Can you make it any smaller?
No, that's perfect. What are you talking about? That's perfect.
You did it.
Now, oh my God, look how good you work in this. It's Taco Tuesday. Let's just see. I'm going to send you Taco Tuesday. There you go. Driving for tacos.
I love it.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Drop it like it's hot. Let's look at this one here. Oh, that's another. Yeah, see, that's a member. So, and the problem is it's expensive. It's like $5 a month. I can't remember.
Oh, no.
It really adds up. So the good news is there's a lot of free stuff.
Oh, there's me doing the floss.
Are you doing the floss? Wait a minute.
Oh, there.
Let's see.
That's the original flosser.
Yeah. And you know, they even put his hair on you.
They did.
Which I think you look good with bangs.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, I've been thinking about bangs.
No, please. I was being facetious.
Thank you.
You do not look good with bangs. So there's always new stuff. There's birthdays. I sent my mother a happy Mother's Day one.
Oh.
Here's one for a very patriotic.
Oh, yeah. You know, nothing makes me feel Micah more Sargent. Patriotic than that.
That's what you're going to look like in a few years, Mike. Get ready. You think you're so young and slim.
I feel very patriotic.
Yeah. No, it's fun. You see, that's Jib Jab. And what I do, see, here's the two of us.
It's just the two of us.
Yeah. Gosh, I'm so tempted to make a clip out of it.
You should get 1 month, but you should do Old Town Road.
And then you can make it talk.
Oh,
should I do
fun.
Old Town Road?
Yes.
All right, because you like that song.
The two
All
of
right.
us doing Old Town Road.
That would be pretty
amazing.
Funny. It might be worth spending some money on.
Just like one time.
Do you want to be Billy Ray or do you want to be...
I think you should be Billy Ray.
I'll be Billy Ray. You'll be Lil Nas. I don't know which is which here. See, it can make it talk.
Excellent.
Yep. And yeah, I'm Billy Ray. And then we kind of have to adjust the...
Mouth a little
mouth,
bit.
Mouth, just to make sure that I don't look like a puppet. Okay. Now, Micah and Leo Ray. See, I think that's pretty cool.
Isn't that fun? That's so fun.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the old town.
The lip sync could be better, right?
A little bit, yeah.
I guess I'm a member.
You must be.
I'm a member. Oh, no. $3 a month. So I think that's a little steep.
That is steep for.
So what I do is I join like before Christmas and Thanksgiving. You know, that's I join smart. For the holidays.
Yes.
And then I stop.
Stop it. Yeah.
Yeah. 1 month is fine.
Yeah.
$3 for like if you send out a bunch of Christmas Jib Jabs.
$3 for 5 videos or something. Yeah. Basically, that's not bad.
And then you get the free ones all year long.
Cool.
Jib Jab.
Jib Jab.
Good for Valentine's Day as well.
What is Poop Song? Why?
Do you really want me to try it?
I just want to know what it is.
Well,
I've never heard
it's
it.
For,
oh, maybe it's like if a little kid needs to learn how to. Oh, I don't think that's it.
Okay, just stop. It's a bunch of things in the bathroom. I don't want to be in the bathroom with you. I want to be here on iOS
today. I want to
today.
Be here with you, Leo.
I want to think about throne rolls, okay? I don't.
I thought it was going to be a song for kids.
Like, it probably is.
No.
Everybody
they
poops.
They had a curse word in the description.
Did they? So don't.
Drat.
Right, let's
games.
Go on.
It's game time.
Game. Oh, we had some fun last night.
Did we ever?
We bowled three frames.
And I lost horribly.
By a point. Not horribly.
That's true.
It was really close. It was really close.
But you didn't want to play my game where I would have totally beat you.
Well, let's play cup pong.
Yeah, you notice they call it cup pong.
Not... What's the real name for it?
Beer pong.
Shh.
Oh, sorry.
There's no beer in the cups. So this is something played in frats everywhere.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And frat chats everywhere.
I think... Oh, man. Oh, oh yeah.
Nice. Because you hit both, you got your balls back.
I got my balls back.
So you have to go again.
No, it's your turn. Oh.
No, it's not. It's yours.
Oh, now it's your turn. Oh, no, I get two balls.
That's right. You got them both back.
As one does. I was just, that was beginner's luck. So now
it's
it goes to him.
Oh, no, it's on my iPhone. Here, I got to do it from my phone. That's the one thing that's annoying.
Oh, you mean it doesn't go to your iPad, too?
No. So you have to do one or the other, which is
too bad.
Annoying.
Okay.
But luckily, that thing that I was talking about earlier, it's done, so.
So you're watching my fantastic play, which I got two balls in. I got my ball back. Wow, it even puts in the delay as I'm trying to figure out what's going on. It leaves that in. Isn't that interesting?
That feels like it's paused. Surely it's not going to take that long. My move. Okay, boom.
Now you got to watch me win again.
I swear to God.
Remember I took like overnight to make the second move. This could be a long time.
I don't think it'll...
Can we start a new game?
Yeah, let's just start a new game. Yeah,
I think people get the idea. There's not that much to beer pong.
Although, this is part of Game Pigeon.
And I love Game Pigeon. My son is the one who told me about Game Pigeon. He and the frat boys would love to play things like beer pong or cornhole and stuff like that.
Cup pong, please. Thank you.
Yeah. Solo cup pong. I really enjoy the pool game. It's actually quite a good pool game. Look at all the games it's got. Show Micah screen. I mean, it's incredible.
There's
look at all these
eight
games.
Ball, sea this battle, is free. Which is battleship, basketball, archery.
I don't get what their play is.
Mini golf, knockout. Well, you can buy upgrades to like your character and stuff. Leo, I want to play knockout with you because this is a fun game.
Okay,
it
I don't know
pigeons.
It involves pigeons.
Or sorry, I said pigeons. I meant penguins.
They're close.
Penguins.
Okay, so. He sent me that, and you see on my screen, I got your invite to play Knockout. I press the play button, and now I like it. It goes, push your opponent out into the water before they push you. So, adjust power and direction for all your penguins. Okay.
I like the music on this one.
Okay. Okay.
And then you got to be strategic because I will, of course, then change the way that my penguins move.
Oh, wait a minute. You get to defend?
I get to decide where mine go.
Okay,
so I'm
going
to look at your screen because that would be cheating.
Yeah, yeah.
So I know where yours are and I want to guess
you're going to aim at mine. So we both move at the same time?
Yeah. After I do this, then it'll go play and yours will shoot where they shoot.
Oh, nice.
And mine will shoot where mine shoot.
Okay, keep up the good work is all I can say. You're dead. I got you, buddy. Fooled you with my clever strategy.
Launch.
Nothing,
honey.
Oh, man.
And see, now the ice gets smaller, and then I get to go again.
This is cute. I like this. You have to do four of them. Yeah.
Now, don't cheat. Don't look at what I'm doing.
I'm not looking. Okay, I'm waiting for the opponent. Okay. So I get to see what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And now I see that we are at log... Ooh, and it shrunk. The flow shrunk. So we're at loggerheads. So I'm thinking... So that did not work.
Right.
My strategy. So I'm going to do some just random stuff. Basically, this is going to be a really exciting game. Okay. Nothing again. Okay, can we speed this up? We'll speed this up in post. Now you have to wait.
Yeah, I don't know why, but it should be reloaded by now.
Oh, no, I get to move again.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Why do I get to move twice?
Because now it's your turn to...
To take you out?
To try and take me out before then I try to take... Like, everybody gets their first move and then the second move. So now I see on my screen.
Well, that didn't help me at all. This is hard.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm waiting for you.
So, like, I might try to hit your penguin.
There's probably some strategy here.
There is. You got to think about where they're going to go next and then aim your pigeon.
Yeah, that's...
I keep saying pigeon, penguin, where they
there's
go.
There's no way to know really where you're going to go, though, because you're...
See, I would imagine since your penguin is facing this way, then my guess
is you can see from the way it's facing.
I try to launch the black penguin at my blue penguin over here in the corner. So I'm going to take this
penguin. So you do get a hint. Because I get it.
Now, that's interesting that you want that penguin to go that way, so I think I'll just try to hit you. That. And then like
I think
that
those faces do not make sense. Okay. You knocked two of me out.
I got two of you.
Son of a gun.
And now the ice is even
now
smaller.
You get to do another one, right?
Yes. And see,
it's over.
Here's where the strategy goes, because I'm going to guess that you're going to try to get the black penguin away from the edge of the ice.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is guess that you might move straight down, so I'm going to launch two penguins at you from this
way. You're so smart.
Oh, you've played this game before.
Yes, and my pride was at stake, so.
Okay, watch it, because now I'm in trouble. So now you sent me your moves. Jeez, I get to see my failure. Now I got, this is a problem here.
Yeah.
So I got to get this guy back to safety.
Yes.
And I got to get this guy back to safety.
So you might, I might end up launching my move off.
Ooh, oh, one went off, but one of yours went off, so we're down to 3-1. This is tough.
Yeah.
This is tough.
I don't want to cheat.
I'm going to try to just lay it off to you. Okay. Your turn.
Okay.
This is incredibly boring for everybody watching. Okay.
But super high intensity for
but
us.
You can see how this would be fun to do this in messages. It's a really fun way to kind of...
And it doesn't have to be back and forth, you know what I mean? Like, it can be over the course
and
of the day.
And they've got billiards. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the idea. I mean, you really wouldn't want to do it like we're doing it, which is to take up the whole day doing this, unless you don't have anything better to do.
Oh, no!
Oh!
No, there were two. Don't look at where I'm putting
that. That was a good comeback. I'm not looking.
Okay.
That was just a very lucky move. I didn't.
No, I know. I believe you didn't cheat. No. I trust you.
That's too hard to cheat. I can't figure out where everything's going. All these arrows. What happened?
All of these.
Oh, now you get an ad?
Yeah, but it's your turn, so it's
that's okay. How Game Pigeon does it. Okay. So I'm figuring you're gonna do something like that.
I will watch.
Oh, we both went to the center. Oh, that was funny. Okay, you get a move now.
Now back to
Wait a minute, I get a move.
Yeah, you get to move yours again.
But you're gonna move before I move.
We'll move at the same time.
Okay, now it's your turn.
Okay, so now I got to see what you did before.
Which was funny. We both did the same thing, which is head to the center.
You know, maybe if we added some really exciting commentary, it would be more fun.
Yeah. And the
and
blue
now region. He's going to aim directly at the bottom. We're both going for it at the same time. You win, you son of a gun.
Just barely won.
Oh, goodness gracious. Couldn't have
intense.
Been more close.
Wow. That's Game Pigeon, folks. There are lots of games that you get to play with it.
You got to get this. It's a really great, because there's so many games. And okay, so I see how they monetize. They put an ad in there, but that's not
bad. And then
bad.
Also, Leo, you can, so for example, the character by standard, my little avatar looks like this, but I can pay to have my avatar look different ways.
They've got shuffleboard, basketball, archery, anagrams. If you like word games, there's a word hunt game. Four in a row. There's, if you like card games, there's crazy eights. There's chess, real checkers, and also Go Moku and Reversi. So if you like board games, I think this is really fun. And I should mention, by the way, there are a lot of games.
I will never let Leo win. And done.
Yeah. I should mention, by the way, that there are games like Words with Friends that also have iMessages components.
Yes.
So if you want to play Scrabble, for instance, it's a mini Scrabble, but you can. If you're already playing Words with Friends, you probably already know that. So,
and Emoji Bowling, it's essentially bowling with emoji characters.
That was fun. I like that. And they squeal, and we bowled a set.
I love it when they squeal.
They squeal. They make little funny noises. We were watching TV when I was playing, so I had to turn it down because I didn't want my wife to know that I was playing, you know, Emoji Bowling. By the way, I won.
You did win.
So I get to claim a prize.
What's your prize?
Nothing. Nothing. I'll rematch with you.
Okay, good. Yeah, you started off.
Show you some bowling. So these guys. So something happened to the sound. Oh, I know. No. All right, you ready?
Yeah, and if you're listening instead of watching this iOS today, right now Leo is pulling back
this is
the
hard.
Bowling ball.
Oh yeah, yeah. This whole thing. I'm sorry if you were listening. So this is hard. The farther you pull it back, the more thrust you have, but the faster the pendulum swings.
Yes, that's what I first I was like, what's the difference between pulling it back and not? And then
why
I saw
why wouldn't
that
you
it goes,
pull it back hard? Oh, gutter ball. I'm really bad at this game.
But you can swipe while it's rolling.
Oh, you didn't tell me
to
that.
Add some spin.
Oh, so you can add some
I didn't
English?
Tell you that. The screen told you that.
Oh. You didn't mention that, Micah. Micah. You're cheating again.
Read what it says as the ball goes down.
Release
the line.
To throw. Okay.
Now, look, swipe to spin.
Two gutter balls in a row. Are there bumpers in this game? Zero.
A big.
Anyway, you get the idea. We don't have to finish this game.
No, but I at least got to get a turn, right?
Okay, you get to roll.
Let's see if I can hit a ball. I mean, a pin.
I beat you last frame.
You did.
I should tell you.
Very well. Yeah tell the audience out there just, so they know.
No, by one point. Literally one pin. It was very close. I kept getting spares of seven. Oh, nice strike.
Oh, so almost. Close.
Almost. Okay.
Come on, Mama, bring home the bacon.
Can he get the spare?
No whammies, okay. No whammies. Oh.
Oh. You didn't have a player name?
I thought I did.
You did. Oh, maybe that was just what happened there?
What's going on?
Oh, that's my turn.
Oh, it shouldn't be.
I know. Okay, enough of that.
Yeah, you get
okay,
it.
Okay, you get the idea. Anything else we want to show in this fabulous messaging extravaganza?
No, I don't think so.
I think those are all really fun.
We really covered the gamut there. I guess the one thing that I would mention too is that don't forget that on iPhones with bigger screens, if you turn your phone to the side, then you tap whatever this thing is called, handwriting tool, then you can write a message.
Oh, yeah, I like that. I always send broken hearts. Okay, aww. I'll send you a broken heart, just so you know.
Just so you know you broke my
heart. You broke my heart after you beat me at bowling. that's one of the touch things. So you have to go to the digital touch, and then you do two fingers, but then you split it.
I thought you swiped down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, rats. That was not the intent.
You just sent me a heartbeat. How
sweet. Was not the intent. And then you swipe down?
Uh-huh.
See, I can see I don't spend it.
Wait, did that not work?
No.
Maybe it's one finger swiped down.
I thought if you split them, that would make more sense.
Oh, it worked. It worked. It worked. At the end, it broke. At the end, the heart broke.
Oh, it did. Okay.
There we go.
I sent you a broken heart.
You're a broken-hearted girl.
It's going to break.
As that song goes. And then, of course, I have
a long time. And
the handwriting function there on my iPad as well.
So you can use your pen, which is much nicer.
Yeah. Let's see here. Just a really quick little...
Hello. You know what? Your handwriting with your fingers better. That's actually kind of styling. I like that.
The pressure sensitivity.
Oh, you know what's nice, though? You actually see him writing it. I feel like Apple put a lot into messages and then focused on Memoji.
Yeah. And we didn't even really talk about Memoji because
like
I don't care about Memoji.
It's just an old man talking all the time. Talk, talk, talk. All he's doing is talk.
And mine doesn't look anything like me.
That's supposed to look like me. Do you think it does?
Look like me.
Yeah,
you don't have that.
That looks like somebody.
Those wrinkles are too deep. Yeah, that looks more like
you. Yeah. This looks more like me.
And this looks more like me.
What's up, Doc?
Hello. This is John Pomplamoose.
Oh, that's good. Did you make that?
Yes.
All by yourself?
I did all by myself.
Oh, I'll show you what I do with John Pomplamoose. I'll show you what I do with John Pomplamoose. I'll show you what I do with John Pomplamoose.
Okay, that's kind of fun.
I eat John Pomplamoose for breakfast.
Is it Shark Week?
It always is Shark Week when Kevin's involved. So, yeah. So Apple does, all the Memoji advertising and everything, but they don't end up, I think there's so many other things you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Emoji's fun. Do you ever send it? Send them? I don't send them that much.
To my mom.
Mom likes it.
Yeah. Mom likes the emoji.
Emojis are for moms. We said that when they came out. That's for mom.
That's for mom. Yeah. You were right.
Yeah. I like that shark, though. I've never sent anybody a shark before. Ooh.
Baby shark.
He looks like he's got braces.
I'll show you what
that's
I do
bug,
with
John
Pomplamoose.
John Why is there a second shark
that's
behind
a bug.
Me? Is that left shark?
Yeah, that's left shark.
I'll show you what.
All right, enough of the John Pomplamoose.
John Pomplamoose. Wait, how do I stop it? There we go.
You can't.
Oh, God, he's going to be there forever.
You can never stop it.
Should we talk about something we like?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, I've got a plethora of hats. I think Aunt Pruitt snuck in here.
Oh, did he?
Yes. Breakfast is the most incredible meal of the day, and I haven't had it yet. So I'm going to fire up DoorDash on my iPhone and get some slices on my sofa. Yum! DoorDash brings you your favorite restaurants. The favorite restaurant, whether it's the best-known chains like Chipotle and Subway, Wendy's, the Cheesecake Factory, or it's a restaurant that's just one of yours. There's, in fact, 340,000 amazing restaurants on DoorDash. And they do door-to-door delivery in over 3,300 cities in all 50 states and Canada. When the Pruitts were coming out here, we were trying to hire Ant, get him to move out here from North Carolina. His son, I think it was Jacob, actually said, "Dad, they have DoorDash here too." He said, "We can move here." Never move to a city that doesn't have DoorDash. Fortunately, most cities do. DoorDash. Don't worry about dinner or breakfast or lunch. Let DoorDash come to you. Our listeners get $5 off their first order if you order $15 or more. when you download the DoorDash app, put it on your phone, and use the promo code iOS today for $5 off. I think that's a great deal and a great way to try DoorDash. It really, it's worth just putting it on your phone to see which restaurants in your city. It kind of blows me away when I look at DoorDash in our town. It's everybody. And we did something kind of fun because Lisa's folks really love a restaurant, an Italian restaurant in town. Mm-hmm. And we set it up on their phone. We put our credit card in. We said, anytime you're in the mood for Italian, we want you to use DoorDash and they'll bring it to you. And
aww,
it's the nicest thing you can do for friends and family.
I just used it. I was at an event and I had them bring me pizza to the actual event space.
Because isn't that nice?
So hungry.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. So when we had our intermission, I went upstairs and just ate the
Oh, you didn't share
pizza.
That? I thought you were going to share it with everybody.
I did share it. But I didn't get to have it until intermission. When I went to intermission, it was like, check out this pizza. It's amazing.
Isn't that awesome? Put it on your phone. DoorDash. It's in every app store. And then don't forget to use the offer code iOS today on your first order of $15 or more, and you'll get $5 off. DoorDash! Promo code iOS today. And we love our Dashers.
Slices on your sofa.
Slices on your sofa. Moving right along. We've got some news. Of course, the big news is, by innovation only, Apple's event is 1 week from today. We knew this. In fact, I have to give Lori Gill credit. On Tuesday last week, Lori said, I think I'm getting the invitation on Thursday. She said, that's when we're going to get it. And she was absolutely right. It went out last Thursday.
Wow.
But it says it's an app. It's a beautiful Apple. Now, here's another interesting thing. And Christina Warren figured this out. Look at that Apple. See if you could figure it out. What's wrong with this Apple?
There's no orange.
Boy, you're good. There's only five, not six colors.
Not six colors.
And I don't think purple is one of the colors either. So it is not the traditional six colors, which is interesting. I don't know what that means. It's kind of a glassy look. It's pretty. It says, by innovation only, please join us for an Apple special event, Steve Jobs Theater, September 10th, 10 a.m. Of course, we'll be doing our usual live stream, getting taken down all over the place as we live stream it
as we
talk
do.
About it. That's fine. I don't care because it's a big story. And I think that we pretty much know there'll be new iPhones. I mean, that's the September event. It always is. It was September 10th last year. It always is. We don't know exactly how many. We think three, just as there were last year, kind of a successor to the XR, the XS, and the XS Max. The speculation is it'll be an iPhone 11.
Yes.
And maybe it will be an iPhone 11 and 11 Pro and maybe an 11 Pro Max. We don't know. We don't know. We have seen enough renders of a three camera back with a big bump.
Huge.
Yeah.
Square.
Huge bump. I don't know. You know, we'll see. We'll have to see. Now, the kind of the real question mark is, will Apple announce anything else? They may announce a new Apple Watch.
Mm-hmm.
We think they will. In fact, there's a little hint that maybe they will, because today, and you're excited about this, new sleep features will appear on the Apple Watch, right?
Yeah, so there's a rumor that, and it's based on, I think it was Guillermo Rambo, who did his typical deep dive into iOS, and has determined that there will be the new feature that's codenamed Burrito.
Yum!
Is time in bed tracking, and so you will be able to use your watch to track your sleep. This is a big deal for me. I already do that, but I am surprised by the number of people who are surprised when I say that I use my Apple Watch for sleep tracking already.
Because I don't like to wear a watch to bed.
To wear it to bed is some of the reason. And some people are like, wait, it lasts overnight? When do you charge it? I wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy, as one does, and then I put my watch on my charger and I go about my morning of, you know.
Is that enough time? How long does it take? 2 hours?
It takes 2 hours to charge, but it doesn't go dead overnight.
So it's not dead. So you're fully charged by the time you get going.
I'm at least like, I'm three quarters of the way charged.
Yeah, I don't want that. I want to start at 100% every morning.
Oh, well then, yeah. And you don't want to wear a watch to bed either. So
yeah, so it really doesn't work for me.
But you got that thing that lays underneath your mattress. So
I have numerous sleep trackers, a Ring, paddles under my bed. And honestly, I have some qualms about sleep tracking in general. In fact, some experts say this. It actually hurts your sleep.
Because you're so focused on,
is my sleep quality good and all that stuff. Plus, if you had a lousy night's sleep, according to the watch, and then you know it, then you're going to have a lousy day. If you didn't know it or you didn't agree with the watch, you might have a great day.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of letting the watch tell you what kind of day you're going to have kind of seems dumb.
You listen
to me.
Here. I'm in control.
I am in control.
I am the captain now.
Yeah. So, but anyway, it's not clear whether this will require the new Apple Watch that supposedly will be coming out in a week. Titanium is the new Apple Watch edition, and ceramic is back. But I think I learned my lesson because I used to buy the edition, which is, you know, was a lot more expensive. Because I thought, well, Apple's not going to upgrade these every year.
Right.
But they do.
They upgrade them, and there's no point in getting the super expensive
one. Get the cheapest one possible. Mm-hmm. I bought the, you know, the sport model, and it's lasted me fine a year.
Yeah.
Apple did announce, by the way, another news story, a recall. Well, not exactly a recall, but they did say, yeah, we're seeing people with cracks around the edges on the screen.
I saw that.
Swelling batteries, that kind of thing. And they've now acknowledged it, which means...
Get like a free replacement,
you'll
right?
get a free replacement. Mm-hmm. So if you do notice anything weird on the edge... on the screen or a little swelling. I suspect that's what's going on. It's a swelling battery.
Yeah.
Because I've seen a number of people complain about that.
You know, now that I think about it, the back of the new iPhone will basically be an Apple Watch screen. That bump looks kind of like
it's a size.
Yeah. That's going to be a big old bump. But with that is supposed to be some neat augmented reality stuff.
I'm reaching down to get my wallet. You know why I'm getting my wallet?
You're getting your wallet because you have a tracker in your wallet.
Because I want to make this sound. I love how the Apple Card clanks.
Did you hear that, folks? Wow.
It is the clankiest of credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I have other metal cards. It's not just because it's metal. Here's my metal American Express card.
Oh, well, that's disappointing.
That's not exciting. So let's drop them both together, see which lands first. It's a little mini Galileo experiment. They land at the same time.
You just got to.
The nice thing about the Apple Card is I can show you my Apple Card because there's no number on it. I can't show you my American Express card because it has a number on it.
They put a pesky number on there.
Well, and you know what? I did that once by accident.
Did someone?
No, I had to cancel it during the show. Which is kind of embarrassing.
That's hilarious.
So how much titanium really is in?
Is it full
the clanky
titanium?
Card?
I thought this was a little kind of a cute, funny, haha story.
This is from Bloomberg.
Bloomberg
Mark
decided
Gurman.
To send the titanium Apple Card to a scientist who had an electron microscope.
Wow.
And
that's really overdoing it, I think. That's literally putting it under the microscope.
It's silly, but I thought it was kind of fun. Just to see how much titanium was actually in the card.
Yeah.
Your Apple Card is about 90% titanium.
Ooh. That's pretty good.
And for its resale value, 90% titanium, 10% aluminium.
What? Huh.
So I don't know what the white part is because that's
really paint, cool. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe they put the aluminum in just because I think probably, you know, titanium is not normally that shiny. So I'm wondering if that helps it keep the Apple logo shiny and the MasterCard logo shiny.
I have an unnamed friend who has replaced their Apple Card like 5 or 6 times because they don't like when it gets a little leathery or a little denim-y.
So they have had problems with staining, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, you can clean it.
Yes, you can. Well, allegedly.
I'm keeping mine in a leather wallet. It has not become stained.
Yet.
But it does.
Does it clang?
Oh, man. That's almost like, it sounds fake. That doesn't sound, I mean, it's unreal. So, have you been able to turn, do you have one?
No,
did you get
no,
one?
No.
No, you're smart.
Yeah.
You shouldn't get one.
No, I don't need one.
I've used it. Actually, I couldn't use it the other day at Whole Foods.
Oh.
They said no.
What do you mean no?
They said no. That's what I said. What do you mean
what
no?
What do you mean no?
They said no. It's not going through. So I took out, and I couldn't do anything
it's
on the Apple Watch.
MasterCard.
And I think it's because it was whole paycheck. And I think it was so much money, it was like $300 in groceries, that they said, well, I'm thinking, I don't know. I don't have a limit. I mean, I have a $30,000 limit on the Apple Card, but apparently only $300 in groceries.
Well, Whole Foods does get very expensive. So maybe
yeah, it's easy.
30.
But my card, so my card would be right now a little stained on my watch, but it's not. So it turns, you know, it's white when you paid it off. And then as you buy stuff, it turns colors. Brown for food, blue for entertainment.
Mm.
What's the other color? I can't remember. Purple.
So there is method to the colors because I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I knew that there.
And
were
it
colors
shimmers in different colors and stuff like that. But then I paid it off. Now, by the way, it's something to know before you get your Apple Card. You can't write a check to pay it off.
Right.
You have to pay it off
through the app. Right.
Through the app. your bank account.
I'm still stuck on this Whole Foods thing. I don't understand why.
No, I tried my Apple Watch two different ways. I tried it with this, and then I tried it with a Visa debit card, and neither would work. But I then took the Visa debit card out and presented it, the piece of plastic, and that did work.
So, and you didn't want to use your physical Apple card because you wouldn't get percentage back, right?
Well, I didn't think of that.
Oh.
So I should have tried that.
I see.
No, I tried. It was Apple Pay that didn't work.
Gotcha.
Okay. Maybe it's because they're owned by Amazon. I don't know.
No, I've used Apple Pay at Whole Foods before.
Yeah, no, I have too. So, in fact, the only other time I used it was at Whole Foods. So.
Weird.
Yeah. Anything else in the news? We did say that Apple is not getting rid of iMessage games. I didn't even know that that was a thing.
Yeah, so there was a rumor that went out on Twitter that Apple was about to get rid of a Game Pigeon. And they don't know how it came about, but I just thought that was a funny thing, given that this was the topic we were talking about this week. This just so happened to be the week that people had this rumor going around that Apple was going to be getting rid of iMessage games. That's not the case at all. It was like briefly trending, iMessage was. And that's not the case. They're still keeping those games.
Good.
Now, I know we want to move on, but I do want to talk just a second about another rumor that was sort of dug out of the code. And it's about Apple's Tile competitor.
Yeah. And it looks kind of cool. This is the image that's in the code. It's a round circle, kind of more like the tracker. The Tile's kind of a square. These are Bluetooth tracking devices. You put on your keys or something, and then your phone will let you know. And, you know, it kind of makes sense that if Apple makes it, it would, I don't know.
This is the part that I'm most excited about.
It goes in balloons?
No, they're implementing an AR kit feature so that you could, the balloons are for you to track AR, like to get AR set up properly.
Yeah.
But once that's done, then you can actually, it will say, like, move your phone around and will show you where your tracker is.
Nice.
So I kind of like the idea of not just that, hey, you're getting closer, but I actually open up like an AR view of my house and it's like, oh yeah,
that would be very handy because these things, that's one of the problems, is it's hard for you to find stuff if it's under a couch.
Yeah, usually it's lost. And so if it's lost, it's lost. So to be able to go, okay, it's to the left, I'm walking
forward. So I've used Tile, I've used Tracker. They were a sponsor for a long time. They're okay. They're good. They're handy. I did once lose my keys, and I thank God I had the tracker on it because I was wearing a Scott E-vest. I thought I left the keys in the bar. I went back to the bar. I was searching for them, and then I thought, well, wait a minute. I got a tracker on it. I pressed the button on the phone that makes the tracker makes noise, and it was hidden in my vest.
Oh,
it was
no.
in my one of my pockets.
One of those many it has thousands
so,
it of pockets.
So many
on
pockets.
Scott
I. So I actually lost my keys, but I lost them in my jacket, which is a little weird. That's the one time I used it. I'm glad I had it. Mm-hmm. I haven't had to use it any other time, but I think I'd probably check it out.
Yeah.
Again, this might be something they'll announce on Tuesday. Just a real quick program note. What are we doing? Because next week we're going to do iOS Today on Monday.
I thought we were doing iOS Today afterward. I think we're doing the show.
It was confusing.
We're doing the Apple event, then we're doing iOS Today, then
and
we're doing
Mac
Break.
Yeah. And we're going to move Security Now to Monday.
That's correct.
That's what it is. So next week, Security Now will not be on a Tuesday. It'll be on a Monday. What time, Jerry? Do you know?
Just 1 o'clock?
I think
I hear shouting from the hall. So 1 o'clock, we'll do Security Now on Monday.
Oh, it's Mac Break first, then iOS Today.
And then we're going to do Mac Break right after the Apple event. To give you time
to prepare for iOS
to get
today.
Back and then do iOS today. Yeah. And we will do
so it's
live
you
streaming.
And I doing the live stream Apple event?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's what I thought.
I guess.
I think so.
Seems sensible. You are the host of iOS Today. I'm your little sidekick, Guillermo. And
Yes, that is what's happening.
Colleen's giving us a thumbs
Confirmed.
Up.
Confirmed.
We had it took two programming executives to figure it out.
Starting the day with the live stream of the Apple event.
10 a.m. Pacific. 1 p.m. Eastern time.
Then you'll see him on Mac Break Weekly with the gang, and then we will rejoin at the end of the day for iOS Today.
Nice. Nice.
That's it.
We look forward to that. Our show today brought to you by Gazelle. I love Gazelle. They say, okay, we want to buy ads right before every Apple event because
they know
you want the new iPhone. The problem is maybe you just got the new iPhone last year or you know, it's expensive, these new iPhones. So here's what you do. You go to Gazelle, the trusted online marketplace for selling used electronics. We do this every year around this time. We wait. So what we do is we get a quote. In fact, you could do that right now. The quote's good for 30 days. It gives you plenty of time to get your new iPhone, transfer everything over, and then send it to Gazelle. Get the electronic graveyard, emptied out your junk drawer, and say, thank you for your service, old phone, but now it's time to go to Gazelle.
Sayonara.
They accept iPhone 5 through 10S Max. They accept Samsung Galaxy phones. Competitive offers. You just answer a few questions online about the condition, the carrier, and then you'll get an instant price quote. That's good for 30 days. When you send it in, if they say it's in better condition, this has happened to us a number of times, they will actually up the offer.
Yeah, it's happened to me too.
Yeah. And if you don't like the offer, no harm, no foul. That's fine. In fact, if they've already got your item and said, well, we couldn't get it started, so we're going to offer you less, they'll send it right back to you. Mm-hmm. So don't worry about that. There's no risk at all. You can always accept or deny any quote, even after you've already mailed it in. Shipping's always free. The payment is fast, too. They'll give you cash, of course, a check, but they can also transfer it via PayPal, which is much faster, or even an Amazon gift card. In fact, they bump the value of the Amazon gift card. So that's a great way to get a little extra value for your money, and who doesn't use Amazon? If you're a business like we are and you have 10 or more devices to sell, this happens, too, this time of year, time to get all new phones for the fleet. That's a great place. You'll get a custom trade-in options. And if it's time to buy, what do you think happens to all those great phones that are only slightly used? You can buy them at Gazelle. Mm-hmm. An incredible selection of quality pre-owned devices, fully checked at great prices. So why let those old devices collect dust when you could be getting paid? And why say no to the new iPhone when you can trade in the old iPhone and get all that money back? Lock in the value of your phone and get an extra $10 on your first trade-in or 50 or more when you use our special address. Gazelle. GAZELLE. Gazelle.com/twit. See, because it's fast.
So fast.
Gazelle.com/twit and an extra $10 off just for using that address.
Love their logo.
Thank Gazelle for their support. Yeah, it's the horns of a gazelle and then love Gazelle. Mm-hmm. This is Gazelle's time of the year.
Gazelle.com/twit.
Should we do let's do Andy and then we'll do the video.
Andy,
we have
are
a
you
video.
Okay?
Yeah. Andy. On last week's show, you were discussing GPS and location issues with iOS 12. I wanted to share an issue I had with Apple's Wi-Fi location database. That's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Earlier this year, I replaced my router with an Orbi. I reset and moved my old router to my parents' house. Oh, and therein lies the story. At their house, I configured my old router with their SSID. Every iOS device connected to their Wi-Fi displayed my house for its location. Even though my old router had the SSID, it's not by SSID, by the way. It's by MAC address. It took 3 months for Apple's Wi-Fi database to update and correctly show the old router was no longer in my house. These were all iOS devices with GPS built in, cellular iPads and iPhones. So that confirms kind of what I was saying. Mm-hmm. Apple used to buy data from a company, as I mentioned, called Skyhook. They now do their own data. The 3 months, I guess, is how long it takes for Apple Car to drive by and update that data. So what they're doing is they're using GPS when they can, but they also use Wi-Fi access points. It doesn't even have to be your Wi-Fi access point. They use Wi-Fi access points. And they say, well, the signal's really strong for this one. It's kind of medium for that one. It's weak for that one. I must be here. And all of that's based on tying your MAC address of your device. That's that unique identifier. They can't use SSID. There's too many named Linksys.
Right.
It wouldn't be useful. So they have to use something unique. Your MAC address. Every network device has a unique one and only MAC address, like your phone number. So they use that, match that to the coordinates of the car and the strength of the address, and they do some calculations. Google does this too. A lot of companies do it. Skyhook used to do it for everybody, but now these companies have taken it in-house. And I guess, it's my guess that it took 3 months because that's how long before the Apple Car went by again. It could take a lot longer if you're in a rural area.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you're a rural juror.
It could take forever.
George from somewhere in Indiana.
I decided that if you don't, you were gone when I decided this, but if you don't give us your location, then you're from somewhere Indiana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he may not even be in Indiana.
No.
He's just from somewhere,
Indiana. Yeah.
That's kind of, by the way, what happens with Wi-Fi location, geolocation. This happens actually with IP addresses. There's a database of IP addresses and ISPs, but if an IP address doesn't narrow it down to a location. It puts you in the geographic center of the United States. And it turns out there's somebody who lives there. Cashmere Hill did a great story about these people.
Oh,
these poor people have had people come up their driveway saying, "You've got my iPhone. Find my iPhone." Says, "You've got my iPhone." Somebody left an old toilet in their driveway, probably also another disgruntled iPhone. So people think, they don't understand, well, no, that's just because we don't have a better location. We're putting it in the geographic center, which happens to be where this couple and their farm are.
Poor family.
We're going to put George there, too.
George,
hit it.
I was listening to episode 460 today. You were talking about note-taking apps. You commented that the Notes app is iOS and Mac specific, and that was one of the reasons you did not recommend or use it cross-platform. While that is accurate in the sense of the application, it does miss a very important feature. The Notes app supports all of the standard mail-based note files so that you can synchronize all of your notes through a Google account, for example, or a Yahoo account, or one of the other accounts that also has notes as an option, which are a number of them, so that you can synchronize your notes to any compatible notes app on Windows or Android that support, you know, the Google, Yahoo, etc. servers. And you have them synchronized between all those devices, no matter what platform you're on. So I just thought I would mention that, since it does give you a little more flexibility without having to go through a third-party program, because there are some advantages to having the Notes app be your note-taking application.
That is a really good tip. Thank you, George.
Thank you very much, and I enjoyed the show.
Thank you. I didn't know that. I thought he was going to say, well, there's always a web interface, which there is, iCloud. But so most email servers, and this is a little-known feature of email, but most email servers do support note-taking as well. Mm-hmm. So how do you get your Apple Notes to synchronize your note to your email server? Do you know that?
Yeah. So if you go into your settings account and you choose passwords and accounts, which I believe has been there since iOS 12, and then you go into one of your accounts here, you can turn on the notes feature for that account. And when you turn that on, then in your notes app, you will see that category pop up on the left side. So then you can leave notes. You can create notes via the Notes app that are synced via Gmail. So anywhere that you can log in with Gmail, you can have those notes synced.
And it's not just Gmail. It's almost all email providers. I use Fastmail, an Australian email provider. They also do notes. And so you can see I have that turned on in my Fastmail account. So it's mail plus notes. So now you're saying if I go to the Notes app, I will see my Fastmail provider as one of my providers.
Yep. On the left side.
So, and also I have Helm, and the Helm does notes as well. So it could synchronize with Gmail. Since I apparently have this turned on for all three of my. I should have known this better. But you've got to put the notes there.
Exactly. That's the one thing, is that you need to put them there. So if you have them in other places, then you would have to, I think you can probably.
Can I move
can
this?
Can you duplicate them?
I'm sure I can move it. Let's just move it into my. Can I drag it? Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
No.
No, it didn't work?
No, didn't like that.
Surely there's
a
way to duplicate or.
So what I should do from now on is I should create notes in my Fastmail note folder.
Mm-hmm. If that's how you want to sync them across.
And then that way. Now, the real question I have, George didn't really say, is syncing. This note is syncing with Fastmail. What program am I going to use on other platforms? And so you'll have to find a program like Notes, if you're not on a Mac, that synchronizes with your email. But there are many.
Probably a third-party mail app, even, like a normal email.
Yeah, many mail apps will show up.
Yeah. Section.
That's nice. Okay. So put your notes, turn on syncing with your email provider, whoever that is. Almost all of them provide it. You see, I could do it with Helm. I could do it with Gmail. I could do it with Fastmail. And then make sure you keep your notes there, and I'll figure out there's going to be an easy way to move this over. I mean, how could it not be? I just don't know where to look exactly. That's a thumbtack.
What's the middle one?
Bet you that middle one is move, right?
Yeah.
Select a folder.
Wait, but it's only letting you put it in iPhone.
So it may, yeah. So you just, this is something you need to do from now on. Is
going forward, put
this stuff into. There's got to be. We'll look into that. Yeah. George will send us another video. Yeah. Thank you for the video. If you want to send us a video, he created it, obviously, while driving. Be careful.
Yeah.
And uploaded it to his Dropbox, which is fine. You could do that. You could put it on as a private video on YouTube. You could even send it to us directly. It's better if you do it somewhere like Dropbox or YouTube. That way it's not a giant attachment. iOS today at twit.tv. Any of your questions, iOS today at twit.tv. But we love those video or audio questions and suggestions.
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to get our caps out. And I believe that Aunt Pruitt has provided me with a cap. I will see if he did something for you.
He must have taken the cap that I had for you away.
It's still there, but I'm going to wear Ant's because he's big, strong, and scary. Our show today, and he's in the building. Our show today brought to you by, maybe I'll have Ant download calm.com. And then he will be a calm giant. Calm is the number one app to help reduce stress, relax your mind, and help you sleep. If you're having trouble sleeping and your Apple Watch is saying you're tired, next time use Calm. I am a Calm premium subscriber. That means I get my daily Calm every day. This one's the good stuff. Let's listen a little bit.
Daily Calm.
Yes.
Today we'll be exploring how our difficulties can inspire gratitude.
Oh. Isn't that true?
Start by finding
gratitude is so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Where you won't be disturbed.
So this is about a 10-minute meditation, kind of a guided meditation on different elements of life, but doesn't stop there. They've got lots of sleep stories. I still haven't listened to the French Whisperer's theory of relativity, but I think this is going to really put me to sleep.
Good evening.
Hello.
What is this world we live
in? Oui, oui. This is ASMR.
Always
1 minute.
This is French ASMR.
Always a mile.
Wouldn't you sleep well with this?
Oh, my God.
I love these because...
Leo, I have slept with this.
Have you? You've slept with ASMR?
I have slept with that.
Nice.
With the French Whisperer, yeah.
Yeah. So there's kids stuff. So, by the way, this is a great way to get stories for your kids. The Velveteen Rabbit, the Snow Queen. There's soundscapes, which, you know, if you're at a hotel and it's noisy or just your room. I know we put you up at a very noisy hotel when you first came out to visit. That's why we sent you this, the Majestic Valley.
Here, have this. It'll be okay.
Here, have some heavy rain.
Yeah, the French Whisperer wasn't there yet. So
No, you didn't have that. How about, well, let's go to a calm island. Oh, there's the ocean.
Oh.
And you hear the birds.
Ooh, a peaceful babbling stream, I'm sure.
There's so much great stuff. Or maybe you're more like a train guy. See, I sleep on trains like nobody's business. I love that sound. There's people, though, who like more mechanical stuff, like the sound of a washing machine. You know, sometimes they put kids in their bassinets on a dryer.
Okay, good. I was like, wait.
Not in, on. And the vibrations and the warmth from the dryer is very soothing for a child.
Sometimes I put myself in a bassinet on the dryer.
Yeah. Here's some meditations for kids, speaking of which, for our different age groups. And I keep mentioning this.
I love that. The meditations for kids, because meditation is so much about practice.
Yes. If you start your child now, oh, my gosh. They also, and we should mention this, you can download music. So this will work on a plane, too. You can take any track and take it offline. I love it that Moby.
They have lullabies. What?
Oh, yeah. I bet you'd like a lullaby. How about this one? Sweet Dreams from Micah. This goes on for an hour. I hope you like it. Oh, Micah. You're going to discover a whole library of simple guided meditations on themes like anxiety, creativity, focus, reduced stress, which is the number one health epidemic of the 21st century. No more anxiety, no more stress. Meditation actually changes your brain chemistry. Slow down the release of cortisol and other stress chemicals into your bloodstream, adrenaline, and give you some relief. This works so well. It's why I'm always calm. It's why I'm always late for work. iOS Today listeners get 25% off your Calm premium subscription when you go to calm.com/iOS Today. calm.com/iOS Today. You know, 50 million people use Calm.
That's 50 awesome. Million people are
50
calm.
50 million people. It's making the world a better place. calm.com/iOS. today. I am so happy that Aunt Pruitt purchased this Clemson Tiger sun hat so I can wear it. And you look like a Russian policeman.
Da.
Da. Actually, I got that in Russian, St. Petersburg.
I saw it had Russian in the Cyrillic alphabet in there.
So thank you, Aunt.
Hello and welcome to iOS.
You know, Aunt, I see Aunt wearing this hat all the time.
Yeah.
This is not just a hat. This is the Aunt hat.
It is the Aunt hat.
Aunt Pruitt's first day is today. Thank you, Aunt. And a tip of the Clemson Tiger paw to you.
I will tip my hat to you as well.
And you, we wear these hats for one reason only. Because we wish to show you the best application of the week.
Indeed. And what application am I working with? I am working with Forrest. He's very good. All right. Forrest is my app cap. Forrest.
It's a forest of broccoli.
He's broccoli.
Is it broccoli?
He's no tree.
That's what we told Michael. Eat your trees.
Oh,
didn't
work.
He won't eat broccoli.
Trees.
He won't.
Still?
Well, he'll eat the top off. We said just eat the branches and he'll eat that.
Okay, cool. Good.
He's 16 and it still works.
You know, sometimes it works on adults too.
I hope he doesn't get to, you know, get to college or something and say, hey, you got any trees?
No, because that means something totally different. Puff, puff, pass. All right, so Forrest. It's $1.99 with in-app purchases. And as I was talking earlier, I had my phone sat down and I couldn't pick it up. And that's because Forrest encourages you to get productive. And the way that it does so is by planting trees.
Oh, does the tree grow when you're not using the phone?
The tree, literally that, Leo. You have just figured it out. So today I grew this tree.
Wow.
From the start of iOS. Thank you. From the start of iOS today to now.
That's really, you got a good start on that tree by not picking up that phone.
That I got.
So you said at the beginning of the show, I can't show you my phone. That's because you were trying to grow a tree.
Yeah. If you pick it up too many times, the tree withers and dies.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's not good.
So I have stayed focused for at least 60 minutes today. I can change the amount of time that I want to be focused up to 120 minutes.
Ah.
And I can choose the type of tree that
I want. Oh, look, deciduous pine. I see you chose a nice evergreen.
Yes, because starting out, you buy those. So there is, of course, like I said, purchases.
Buy the special trees.
But as you get more focused, then you can buy better trees. So the next tree costs 500 coins. So as
I'm going
on.
You earn coins by meditating?
Yes.
Oh, so it's not money.
It doesn't have to be money. Yes, okay. Exactly.
Nice. Or not even meditation, just not using your grass. You can grow grass.
You can grow like a bush and inside there's a creature, but you don't
know. That's neat. You don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I kind of like this. Little, sweet.
Yeah. And there are different types of modes. So deep focus mode, even if you leave the app, it will cause the tree to wither. So it's not just like picking it up and
I like that because you could just put it down with Instagram on the thing and not pick it up. Yeah, that's this way you have to have the tree on.
And then I like this one too, is that you can join up with your friends and it's called plant together mode. So say you're working with a group and you want everybody staying focused.
Oh, I like that.
The withering of one person's tree will cause the withering of everyone else's trees.
So that's how you get very upset. When one tree withers, all men's tree will wither.
So that's a way to get everybody focused and productive.
I like this. Now, is this iPhone only? Probably.
It may be. It may be.
Forrest, it's called.
It's $1.99. No, it's super simple. And there are...
Oh, there's also an Apple Watch version.
Yeah. And it shows you... So at 9:05 is when I planted my cedar tree. And at 10:05 is when my cedar tree grew into a full tree. And it'll show you.
I can't wait to the Smell-O-Vision iPhones where you can smell
God,
the
cedar.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Here's where I can add friends. And so I could add you, Leo. And then while we're doing iOS today, we can't let our trees wither.
I like that idea.
And achievements that you grow as you go.
$1.99. You can buy more trees or you can earn them.
And here's the best part. For 2,500 coins, so from staying focused in the app for quite a while, you can plant a real-life tree in real life.
Oh, that's nice.
In Earth.
You can make a difference in the Earth.
There are 525,618 trees that have been planted via Forrest.
This is a very popular app, apparently.
Trees for the Future is the
the group that they work with.
I'm downloading this, right? Isn't it sad that we have to have some sort of aid to keep us from picking up our phones?
Yes, but we it do. Is the world we live in, and it is something, it is a downfall I know I have. So yeah, if you're looking to get more productive and you want like a, because it's the idea that if I pick it up, it's going to wither.
Yeah.
I don't want my tweet to wither. Yeah, I don't want my tweet to wither.
So there is an iPad version. So develop work patterns, use Frost, and be present in your daily life. Okay, so I'm now drag the green button. Oh, so this is what you said, drag the green button, tap the tree, accept. Gosh, I really want to, but you have to earn the...
Those are the ones you earn or you can buy to use them.
Okay. I don't want 30 minutes. So now I can't use my iPad for 30 minutes.
Yeah, but you took a coconut tree.
I took a coconut tree. What does that mean?
You can't use it unless
I haven't unlocked it. I got it. Whew, so, saved by the coconut. It's time for my app cap, young Jedi Padawan
That's
learner.
That's him. Jedi Padawan.
So do you watch Stranger Things?
Duh.
Do you like the idea of teenagers in peril?
That's my favorite genre.
So that's what this is. They're on a boat. Okay. And it's an adventure game.
Oh, I like the spooky handwriting text.
Yeah. Not really. Turn up the sound because he's talking. There you go.
And how did her mom meet your dad exactly?
So there's a story.
They met on vacation in Orlando. He got lost in a... You know, actually, I'm not even going to tell this story. It's really not worth it.
So I can choose. Okay. Yes, please don't.
Yes, please don't.
Oh, darn. Let's I wanted to know.
Did you want to know? Well, so you better get your own copy of Oxen Free.
You guys just met tonight? Yeah, I was... I'd been out of school.
So these are young guys, teenagers. Out, so.
What? Does that make you to her then?
Hey, second cousin?
He's my stepbrother.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that was even a thing.
What?
I just decided.
Cool, right? Cool guy.
So, this is actually a really long game. I just want to warn you. I'm not going to play the whole thing.
Eating your food.
No, that's the weird part.
See, I interrupted it. This is kind of well done.
And it lets
the acting is very good in it.
And it lets you interrupt.
Isn't it kind of
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Oh, it's been totally bizarre. But just for the record, I don't consider you a pet.
Okay, that's weird to say.
What's that jewel?
So...
Sit
How
down.
Do you two know each other?
Right there.
Oh, from way back when, like Paleozoic, grade school era.
See, I made her sit down. So if you like kind of like The Sims where you're messing with people.
Except they speak English instead of Simlish.
Yeah. Yeah.
TMR Sue.
So now I've made her get up, but I'm going to make her sit down again. So after a while, the mystery develops. It's a lot of fun. Oh, there's some stuff over going on over here. Here's another person.
I'm surprised. Like, it's not cheap to hire voice actors.
No, and they're very good. This is a very elaborate. Here's a photo of them as brother and stepsister, right? I looked at that one. There'll be more unlocked. There's letters. So these are clues, too.
It's like a mystery?
Yeah, it's a mystery.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where, I should say, it is not free. It's $5, but you can play a good chunk of it without paying for it. So it'll give you a sense of whether you like it. And I think $5 for an adventure this long with this much going on is actually a great deal.
Yeah, I can't get, like, it's $5 and they have voice actors. That's not a small thing.
Yeah. So what I would suggest is download it, Oxen Free, do the free thing. And if you get caught up in it, I think it's well worth the price. You could see they put a lot of energy into it. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's like watching a TV show, kind of like Stranger Things or something, where you're watching this mystery unfold. And the acting is good enough that you really do get engaged. I was actually really having fun playing it. So
this will be like the before shot. They're on their way.
So,
102.3. Remember to tune to 102.3.
Yeah. Jonas Salk, right? Patient Zero. Oxen Free. And it kind of looks good. It's also one of those games you want to wear with headphones if you can, because there's directional sound and
neat.
There's stuff. Yeah.
Come on, Alex, join the fun.
Are you gonna rock the boat, baby?
I don't know what that's for.
Need the girl in the picture, Alex, to balance some of this.
Oh, okay, come on out here, Alex. That's what it is.
Alex, we're not taking a pic until you get in here.
Okay.
It's kind of spooky and
pose
dreary.
For picture. It's Instagram time.
They're influencers.
I just took the picture.
Great.
I'll magic erase all the warts out and stuff, so... Hey, Alex, you brought the radio, right? The little portable one?
What?
Oh, no.
It almost looks like a toy. You're joking. Just bring it out, will you?
Okay, now I have to bring out the radio.
Here's the little guy. Our high school has a radio.
What was it,
102.7, I think?
She's filling in because Reggie got mono from some track runner or something. It doesn't matter. What matters is that she's going to say something like, basically, right now, about our thing.
Yeah, so that the basketball
tune to 88.3. I know 102 is one of them, though. But yeah, it's at 88.3 just
that
now.
That song's been stuck in my head since I woke up this morning. But, oh,
so now we're listening to a radio.
Oh, that's the
we're
radio.
We're on a ship.
I thought that
was kind of foggy out. It's fun, don't you think?
Yeah, I do like this.
Don't you want to know what's going to happen? Well,
I do.
Too bad. Because the show's over.
Oh, darn it. How could you?
How could you? Come around. iOS today, every Tuesday, about 9:30 Pacific. That's 12:30 Eastern time. That's 17:30, something like that, on your UTC dial. Come by, watch the show, enjoy it with us. We all learn together.
We do.
If you want to send us a question, we'd love hearing from you. iOS today at twit.tv. We also invite you to download shows after the fact. You don't have to listen live, although the live stream is at twit.tv/live. It's also live video. This is kind of a video-y focused show. We try, but we often forget to describe what we're looking at. So sometimes it's helpful to watch it as well. I know that's hard because who's got the time to watch? But, you can download it and watch bits and pieces at your leisure at twit.tv/iOS. Actually, the best thing to do is subscribe. Put subscribe on your iPad or your iPhone. Any application that does podcasts will have us, and that way you can get it automatically. Lots of people listening on their Amazon Echoes, too, now. It's about 5%.
Wow.
Which is really neat, yeah. So you could just say Echo, play iOS today, and it'll play the most recent version. And if you want to listen to the live stream, and it's roughly this time or any time because we're always streaming something, you could say Echo, play Twit Live, and it will play the current live stream, whatever's going on.
Very cool.
So thank you, Micah Sargent.
Thank you, Leo Laporte.
If that's your real name.
It might not be.
Are you a sergeant? Is that hat a sergeant's hat?
I think so. Is it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. And I am a Tiger's Paw. I'm a Mr. Clemson. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time on iOS Today.